maths teacher said he'd find me in, as long as I promised never to turn up again. I did. Because there was so much to be getting on with out on the streets for me and the other four-thirds of the maths class. Keep up at the back of the class, please. Yes. Writing on walls at school up to this point hadn't amounted to much more than scribbling Mr. Pringle is gay. Man United is shit. And of course, I like cock. And then writing your mate's name and phone number. You don't see that so much these days. Old cock with big hairy balls and all that. Gone out of fashion, has it? I don't know. It used to be everywhere, didn't it? Leather exercise books. Back of your Levi jacket. That's a slut. Everything has its time, I suppose. Computer games, is it? Kids today. Anyway, this new phenomenon was coming from the subways of New York. Across the Atlantic, all the way to North London, they were calling graffiti. Yeah, kids were writing their nicknames or tags. Gigantic, multicoloured, three-dimensional letters. Well, I was keen to get started right away. My name, Graham McPherson, didn't have a quite the snap I was looking for. And any nicknames I've managed to get from my highly imaginative classmates were Gray and Mac. Flea-bitten Jock Welsh Haggis bastard. We're just going to use that far too much space. No, I needed to find my own tag, but how to go about it? At home, my mum had an encyclopedia of jazz musicians. I was looking for it, yeah. All sorts of exotic names, like Thelonious Monk, Fats Waller, Slim Fingers Joe, Pretty Boy Floyd. Yeah, it's got to be something in there. Yeah, I'd leave it to random. I had one go. Whatever happened, that was it. I did. I opened a page at random. I held a pen aloft and I closed my eyes. What nom de plume did destiny have in store? No more Jock, no more fucking Haggis. I plunged in the pen and I opened my eyes to see it stuck in the middle of the letter E of the word Peter. But I read on, and I read his surname, and forevermore I'd be inextricably linked to an obscure jazz drummer from Kentucky, and henceforth I would only be known as Suggs, and I would broadcast the good news on the private property of the good people of North London, on their garage doors, their walls, their public transport, and I was really putting in the hours. I'd be waiting. Suggs is everywhere. Suggs is our leader. All on my own there. Who is Suggs? Question mark. Well, a lot of people were starting to wonder that. Including a notorious gang from Kentish Town called the Alden and Bramble Boys. They were 2 or 3 years older than me, and they had quite a reputation. They were very surprised to see a school of 15-year-old. What? You're Suggs? What? And you're our leader? Yes, I met the Alden boys in the cellar bar of a pub in Hampstead called the Duke of Hamilton, which their underage drinkers like me sit in, but more importantly, at a happy hour for girls. Yes, pretty Hampstead girls, the daughters of posh intellectuals, rubbing along with your rich and Kenneth. Hampstead, happy days, big hours. Parents away for the whole weekend. Parties. Fridges with food in them. LPs. Well, I remember one particular party was in full swing when the lights suddenly went out. It was pandemonium. By the time anybody realised the fuse box had been tampered with, we'd disappeared. As had half their rental collection.